Number 81 from August 2012, We Are Entitled. People outside of the Midwest sometimes poke fun at Indiana and say that Indiana is known for tall corn and short basketball players. Well, we can get back at them this year because our corn isn't very tall. We have had an extraordinarily hot and dry spring and early summer this year in central Indiana, and the corn reflects it. You can drive down almost any country road and see corn that is trying desperately to make seeds by maturing early. Therefore, you have corn that is only 3 or 4 feet high, all tasseled out, and trying to produce some kind of an ear. That does not bode well for the yield, however. It's kind of shocking to most of us who grew up in the Corn Belt because we have never seen a crop failure here. My grandfather did, I guess, in the 1930s, but I have never seen one. I've seen decent crops and great crops, but I have never seen a poor crop or no crop at all. I remember how our farm relatives would come here from Nebraska and marvel that we would take a chance every year at growing crops without irrigation as a backup. We just took it for granted that every year we would get the timely rains we needed and a good crop. It never entered our heads that this blessing from God would ever stop. In a way, this same kind of thinking is a microcosm of how Americans think of America in general. We think the blessings can never end, no matter what we do, or how faithful we are or are not. It is the 4th of July today, and it is one day that we do sometimes think about America in terms of its relationship to God and the blessings that we enjoy. This day, and maybe Thanksgiving Day, may be the closest we come all year to looking at America from a theological perspective. The perspective that we have always had can be seen in addresses by U.S. presidents over the years referring to America as, quote, the new Israel, unquote. We have believed that we are God's special people, much like the Israelites, and that God has led us all to this promised land, and that he must continue to bless this promised land and give us everything we want and many things that other lands do not have. Since we are the promised people of the promised land, it follows that the decisions we make must be blessed decisions and therefore right ones. Whatever policies we set in place, whatever wars we engage in, and whatever attitudes we hold must be right because we are right and our nation is right. The children of Israel had that belief too, and we might want to take a lesson from Jesus' response to them. Jesus told them that if they continued in his word, they would know the truth, and the truth would make them free. They were greatly offended and responded, "Why, we are descendants of Abraham and have never been in bondage to anyone." Apparently, they forgot about that 300 years of slavery in Egypt that lasted until Moses led them on the Exodus out of Egypt. Likewise, they didn't remember that they were currently a conquered vassal state of the mighty Roman Empire. Such details are easy to forget, it seems. Jesus' response was that if they were Abraham's descendants, then they would do what Abraham did, which was to trust in the Lord and follow him. Besides, God could raise up children from stones if he really wanted to. He didn't have to keep them as his special people and bless them, especially if they no longer followed his word and will. So what about us? Does God have to continue to bless the new Israel, no matter what we do or say or believe? Can we take for granted that things will always work out for us in this country? Can we continue to do things our own way and expect God to rubber stamp it? I don't know, but in this post-Christian age, it certainly makes one think. So as I drive down the country roads and look at the stubby corn with its blasted ears, I will pray that God has more grace than we have faithfulness.